It's time to say bye-bye to tonality for the rest of this program. We're going to hear three works, very different from one another, which, however, are each of a more free-flowing structure as well as less tonally grounded than Margaret Brouwer's music. Eleanor Hovda is our next composer. She has held appointments as composer-in-residence on the music faculties of Princeton and Yale Universities and Bard College. She writes a great deal for dance companies, and she has held music dance appointments at Sarah Lawrence College, Wesleyan University, the College of St. Scholastica, and the American Dance Festival. Her music has been performed by many outstanding new music groups, such as the Netherlands Wind Ensemble, the Cassatt and Kronos Quartets, Relâche, and many others. We'll hear a piece for oboe and electric guitar composed in 1995, the same year as the piece we just heard. It's called Crossings in a Mountain Dream. As with much of Hovda's music, it was written to accompany dancers, but with no one-on-one correspondence between movement and music. This piece is a little under 9 minutes. I'd like to suggest that you listen to the slow unfolding of sound which occurs in this music. Let go any expectations you might have of themes or motives or even of rhythm, and just go with the ebb and flow of sound which the composer creates. In the program notes to this piece, Hovda talks about ocean, sand, coastline, pools and rivulets, and flocks of birds riding thermal currents, seeming to become part of the waves, separating, then rejoining the sea over and over again, flying on the edge of the visible world. Thank you.